Yeah, we've seen that quite a bit in the past too, where he's gone up against the other opposition's best and done a nice job. So today was a day we needed him to go, and that was a phenomenal start.
How important is it to end this stretch like that, to get to that?
It was important. Yeah, it's important to finish this stretch strong with a win. It allows you to rest a little better on those two off days. So, yeah, we knew coming into this that we needed this game.
Talk of the 10 strikeouts, how uncommon is that for him? It's a career high, but usually he's a guy who uses defense, but he was elevating the zone tonight. How much did he have all his pitches working?
Yeah, he had everything working, and the sinker, the fastball. Got some swing and miss, a decent amount of it on the curveball. Got a little bit of chase on the slider. Overall, just was able to mix everything. He kept a lot of guys in between, beat some guys up top. Just overall, that was a really, really good outing. Yeah.
That Miles Michaels was, his ability to recover after long innings, that first inning, 18 pitches, that's the first two guys on, but then settles down really incredibly after that. When you look at Miles' demeanor from that inning on, how encouraging is it to you that he's back to what you expected him to be?
Yeah, he's back. And it's exactly what this club needs. He knows he's back, and it definitely feels that way. His last couple of outings have been pretty dominant, but his demeanor is always the same. He's pretty even keel regardless of situation. But what he did today was impressive.
Is there much debate for you about the knife at all?
Yeah, a little bit. He's on a five. He'll be on a five. So if he wasn't over 100 pitches, probably let him have it. Yeah.
What sort of impact has he had on the entire staff just during the stretch when he's gotten back to more like what you expect from him just in terms of the length he's giving you and stabilizing?
Well, if we're going to be the team that we need to be, then several of those guys need to be able to do that. And that's what we're counting on. And he's done a nice job of stepping up and doing exactly that, especially when you look at our bullpen usage. Those guys in this 19-game stretch, you got to remember we went with a six-man rotation, one guy down. You don't have that extra guy in the bullpen. Those guys have carried a decent amount of the load. So to be able to go out there tonight, give us eight, that was important.
On a night where offense was kind of hard to come by at the end of the stretch like this one, yeah. How impressed you about the at-bats those guys took against Chapman there to get that extra run through?
Those were really good at-bats against Chapman. And the left-on-left with Gorman there for the sac fly, that was huge. The double by Arenado for our first run, really good swing by him there. And Goldie, nice job running the bases. So, yeah, the last several games, you can tell the guys are grinding, and offense hasn't been what we're used to seeing. But to be able to get tonight's win and go into these two off days and then get on a roll was important.
To take that at bat against a lefty like Chapman just kind of shows more about Gorman's, the nature of him being a complete.
No doubt. No doubt about it. That's a tough at bat. That's one of the tougher at bats left on left there, and he did a really nice job of staying in there. So I would agree with that.
We're doing math. Pretty sure Gorman was 11 years old the last time this franchise you guys scored a run against Chapman, so we had a lot of time prep for that.
You did have a lot of time on your hands, yeah.
From where the team was from the beginning of the run to where you are now, how much better is the frame of mind at this moment, confidence, you know, like you guys said, made up significant ground in that division race?
Yeah, we got more ground to make up. We're just getting started, and we did a nice job of taking a step back and taking a deep breath and knowing that we had a lot of work to do, but May was good, and we're going to keep going. Yeah.
Any big plans for tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to not seeing any of you. Yeah.
Can you, you said you might be able to share some of the rotation for Pittsburgh.
Jack will go first day out.